Hey, Preds fans, hang out tomorrow night before the Preds game at the Superbook Lounge and Landshark Bar and Grill in Margaritaville on Broadway with 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Place your bets with Superbook and enjoy great food and drink specials. Plus, you can enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Preds home game. Chase and Michelle live from Bridgestone Arena on the ice as things are starting to pick up a little bit, getting set up for the press conference that'll come your way in about an hour and a half. Again, you can hear it right here. You don't need to change your dial at all today. We will have you covered. And then after the press conference, David Poile, Barry Trotz, and others will join us, and you'll hear from them in an interview setting as well. So a big day here at Bridgestone Arena, a big day in Smashville, I'm looking forward to it. It's pretty cool, this homecoming that we have. And Michelle, this is why you sign up to do this, days like this.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Chase, I was so excited, too, when you sent us a text. And just coming here and seeing the whole setup that they have for David Poile today, it's going to be a really special day. And I said, wow, in my year and a half covering Nashville sports, I've seen Pekka Rinne retire. I've seen the Titans fire their GM, hire a new GM, David Poile retire, Barry Trotz come back as GM because I wasn't here when he was a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen the Titans get the one seed, right? The Preds make the playoffs. So many different things. Duchesne, Forsberg, Yossi all have career years. It has been a wild year and a half in Nashville.
No doubt. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Say hello to my friend, Tom Callahan. Tommy C., from the night shift to Preds games to anything in between. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Oh, my goodness, Chase. It is good to hear your voice, and it's good to be on. And, man, there was never more fun had doing a radio show than the night shift. I will just say that.
It was so good. Now, Michelle's not familiar with you, but I will tell her this, that Tom deserves a Medal of Honor because Tom was Jared Stillman's co-host when he first started on Nashville radio. And we need to give you something for that because I know that was a full-time job.
Jared was it was an experience. It really was. We were doing the morning show back then. And Michelle, it was so good that he drove me back to hockey.
I love it.
So Tom,
I'm kidding.
You obviously, David Poile and Barry Trotz both mean a lot to you. To see this kind of work out the way that it has, where, you know, Barry leaves, he wins a Stanley Cup as a coach, but he's coming back to the organization to take over for David as GM. What was kind of your thoughts when you got the news?
You know, it's interesting, Chase, because for me, it's like one of those expected, unexpected things. You know, Barry has been very clear about wanting, you know, a bigger, broader role and scope, you know, and wherever he was going to go, wanted to make it worth his while. Of course, then, you know, months ago, we had all the rumors about, you know, is he buying a house or doing this or doing that? And of course, you know, David's been doing this an awful long time. And these guys built this franchise together back in the day. So, I mean, you know, to see the handoff from David to Barry, not super surprising. Somebody pointed out earlier that Barry had been I think it might have been you, Chase, that he had been a scout with David back with the Capitals.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they had worked together before. But to me, this is interesting because, you know, look, your coach and your GM are never 100% going to agree on everything. Sometimes the GM has to make a move that's unpopular with the coach for a myriad of reasons. It could be just a numbers game. It could be a cap consideration, whatever it is. Sometimes it's not going to quite go that way. And I remember having those conversations with Trotsy back in the day about, you know, his thoughts about the roster. And he was pretty candid, and I've always appreciated that. But just about his thoughts with the roster and, you know, what he would have liked to have seen or his thoughts on a direction. And then it was interesting for me then to watch over the coming months and maybe years to see how things unfolded, whether or not things went that direction or certain players, you know, whether it was draft picks or trades or whatever, free agency, you know, how the whole puzzle fits together. So I'm interested to see from this takeover perspective with Barry coming in, how in tune he's going to be to whether it's John Hines, whether it's somebody else, obviously, who knows, But, you know, whatever it is, I feel like there's going to be a connection there, and it will be interesting to see how that progresses. But in the meantime, absolutely want to celebrate David Poile.
Sure.
I have tremendous respect for David. He was, you know, one of the few people who I think really, you know, sincerely reached out to me when I was having pretty rough times. And he was always supportive. And it's just the human being he is. Like, we all go through rough times in life, and I'm no exception. But, you know, David was a person who, hockey aside, all of that aside, as a human being, I have tremendous respect for him. And, you know, just, you know, and thankful I got a chance to work with him, get to know him. And the legacy he's leaving, hockey-wise, human impact-wise, can never be overstated. I think it is that big and that important.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Talking to Tom Callahan, longtime play-by-play hockey guy, of course, worked here in Nashville, worked with us at 102.5 The Game. You mentioned the roster and Barry being honest on the roster. I think that's the most interesting point in all of this is, you know, Barry didn't get to really live the you know, the ownership group taking this seriously and investing in the roster. And, mm-hmm. you know, he got Forsberg for what, 5 games, and didn't get to really experience what that was going to be. Now that he comes in and can be the architect, I'm really excited to see that because I think Barry has always known what he wanted.
Yes. And Barry always thought in terms of the changing mindset of today's athletes. And today is a very general term. It's like using the royal we. But early on, I think he recognized the direction NHL players were going. He always used to say things like, you know, each of these guys is their own little corporation. And that's true. There is a very limited window to make an insane amount of money playing a game, and each player wants to maximize that. And so, you know, sometimes you have to acknowledge that some guys may not want, you know, things that are necessarily team-oriented if they're trying to maximize their own value. I think he's going to be someone who's very aware of that, alert to that, and also in a changing game, a changing cap structure. I'm really interested to see how he's going to blend it all in, to be honest with you, because it continues to evolve. And right now, here's what I like, and may I say this, is that I like what David Poile is doing right now because he is really setting Barry up to set his own table. Trade we saw, Tanner Janot making that move, and really he's going to, like, the amount of assets getting back right now is tremendous. But this is exactly what it is. This is, you know, I'm going to clean the slate as much as I can and still leave a core in place. I don't think you're going to see any major important guys move unless it's an expiring contract. There's always that.
Yeah.
But then let Barry make his own choices and decisions on personnel direction. I'm excited for it.
We've got Tom Callahan on with us. Tom, how beneficial do you think this transition in the way that they've decided to set it up will help Barry as he transitions into the general manager role? Just even seeing David these next couple of weeks, you know, what he's been able to do by the trade deadline. And then also, right, with the NHL draft being June 28th, 29th, and then David will be retiring on the 30th and then handing the reins to Barry. How beneficial do you think that'll be for him, especially because he's never had a role like this?
I believe that Barry, in one form or fashion, has been mentally preparing to do something like this for a long time. And I haven't talked to him. I don't 100% know that. But the transition is going to be incredibly important because, number one, it's a welcoming transition. It is a handoff and a friendship, really, that these two guys have built, this bond that they have over the years. You know, it was probably one of the most difficult decisions in David Poile's career when Barry was not brought back as coach of the Predators way back in the day. But that doesn't mean there's not that respect and that understanding between these guys. And so to be able to walk him through the process of trade deadline, I mean, Trotsky's already on staff. He's on staff immediately. And so he's going through the trade deadline. The free agency period will be looked at. The draft is going to be handled by David Poile. And I think that's important because it sets the agenda and the direction as well for Barry to begin to put his imprint on things and have a say in the direction. And he's going to have access to everything. This is not a – imagine in a scorched earth case. Like, a team doesn't make the playoffs, just somebody, I don't know, we'll pick anybody, Anaheim or Phoenix, doesn't make the playoffs. They fire everybody out. Let's say they clean house, GM, hire a GM. Now GM's got to hire a coach. Your filing cabinet is empty. You know, they probably burned all the paperwork and are leaving you to start with nothing. So the fact that he's starting with everything that the Preds have at their disposal and an arsenal of people that he is either familiar with or has worked with before is invaluable as far as continuity for this Preds team. It will give them a leg up on a team that would have went a different direction and hired a complete unknown.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Tom, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. It's good to talk to you. I'm staring at Bob Cole right now, who waves. I don't think he knows who he's waving to, but I'll let him know, and I'm sure it's sincere. But, Tom, yes. Good to talk to you. Hope everything is good with you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Chase. And just one more time, I just want to say once again, congratulations to David Poile on an absolutely amazing career. And just, you know, proud to have worked with the guy and proud to know him. Yeah. And just congratulations, David. I hope it's everything you wanted to be. And Barry, good luck. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Absolutely. Tom Callahan joining us here on the program. We'll get back to your phones and your text, 615-737-1025. Any way you want to take it with the Predators and David Poile's retirement, Barry Trotz's return, the trades. It's been a busy couple of days for the franchise. We'll continue that next here on Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.